Hey, what is up, everyone? This is episode 252, and this episode sees myself, Bombcast Jay, and Just Bender talking about all sorts of stuff, pop culture, and also about getting in arguments about dog breeds and last names for people named John, and a little bit of Idris Elba's unit. So you don't want to miss any of that, so you should just download it. If you're listening to this, you probably already have. Go ahead and listen to the whole thing. Give us some advice. Give us a share. Give us a like. Give us a comment. Give us a talk. Give us something. It's anything. You know what I mean? All right. After the bomb, the episode will start, which should be now.
Not too much.
How you feeling?
Electrolyte?
Yeah. I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
You don't look any better.
No.
I tried to cheer him up. He said, he goes, I'm hoping now that I have had COVID a second time that I could just get a negative test and be able to go to Mexico. And I said, well.
No, you won't get a negative test.
Well, I said, you're also still going to test positive for being a jerk store. And then I put zing and then nothing. And I go, I'm just trying to help. Laughter's the best medicine and all. I'm here for you. Like, he's stoic during the day. It's hard to read Jay while he's working because he does not respond in a timely manner.
Yeah, last week was our busy week, too, so.
You have a little bit of gruff to your voice. You got
a little bit.
You got like that sexy Phoebe thing when she had a cold.
That's really what your wife said, too.
Yeah, you're like Scarlett Johansson hot.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll jazz up the podcast a little bit. If no one else has anything you want to do, we can get right into it.
All right.
Let's do it.
You got Heady Topper also.
I told you I had like a bunch of good beers.
Son
I
don't
know you weren't going to drink.
Bitch.
Well, I'll just enjoy them by myself.
Well, that said, we're back. And for 2/3 of the podcast, it's still dry January. And I want to touch base on dry January real quick. By the way, the other 2/3 are the other two parts to this three-man podcast would be, to my left, Cattywampus, Bender only.
You.
And then directly across from me in the sexy tones today, Bombcast Jay.
Or COVID Jay.
COVID Jay. We're rolling the dice. This is how much this podcast means to us to bring the entertainment to the masses. We're rolling. We don't know that you're negative. We don't know.
He's not. At he's going to be positive, but he should be outside of the infections rate.
Yeah. Hey, we don't know. The science changes weekly.
Yeah,
daily.
That's true.
Yeah,
we're,
that is true.
I feel like we're heroes for doing this episode of the podcast.
You know, honestly, if I got it, I wouldn't be too mad because I have to go to I just want it to affect me before I leave for Wisconsin on Friday.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go.
Okay, there you go. So maybe lick his face.
I don't want that.
How bad do you want out of this wedding? Cough in his mouth.
It is dry January, so I'm not going to be licking anyone's face.
That's true. All of that said, Jay and I still, this is our second episode of the podcast while not drinking. Bender not only is drinking, but he's got beers like Heady Topper, the best beers in the world to drink in front of us. Maybe I can just kind of dip my finger in and lick it.
No. You might have COVID.
It's hard to say. I wanted to start the podcast with this dry January talk. I made the decision to not drink in January about sometime around the 1st of December. Now, just like everything, I get like I talked about on the podcast when I got the beer advent calendar from Costco.
Yeah.
And then I saw 16 other guys with the same fucking calendar. Now I see 16 people online putting dry January 2022. Even Hal Pow's doing it. But
it's kind of like a thing.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be a thing. I thought I picked January because honestly, it was the easiest month to not drink.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like everybody was going to do it, and now it makes me mad. It almost made me drink Sunday knowing that other people are doing it with me.
What makes you feel any better? I was never.
And I texted your cousin back and forth today. He is not taking January off.
Well, I took off like two or three weeks in December because of that. I thought I had fungus, but it was just a really bad eczema. So I had to take off for that, so that counts.
Yeah, you did a dry half month.
Yeah, a little more than half.
Yeah.
This is probably the third or fourth year I've done it.
Of January?
Yeah.
Did you do it with us last year?
You didn't make it all the way through last year.
Do what?
You started it and didn't finish it in January last year.
What are you talking about?
Dry January.
No, I've never told myself I was going to go dry.
I think you talked about it like a lot of things and then just never.
We both talked about it on the podcast. And I was like, I thought about doing it, but I was about to say, do we just not pay attention to Jay that much?
No, I know he didn't drink.
Yeah, because I think you had whiskey instead since I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, well, you see, my version of not drinking is not drinking beer every day. Yeah. It's drinking bourbon instead.
We did one time, it was the summer after high school. I've probably told this story before, but I drink a lot, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was the summer after high school that we decided that we were going to drink, do the opposite, and drink every single day. Sorry about the dog. The wife, the flop tried to get him, and it did not work.
Yeah, and he wants to go outside. That's why I asked her to get him up, but he's just being a pain in the ass.
You know.
So anyway.
We decided to go the opposite and drink every day in August, and that was painful.
I drank every day in December.
Yeah, I probably did too.
No, I mean like full drunkenness every day in August before I started college, and it was like the worst month of my life.
Yeah. No, I gotta tell you, thinking back to college, there is legitimate. Actually, I did this one time. I think I did this on the podcast. I remember this vague. This was during, like, you know, when the football season starts, but it's still warm enough to do shit outside.
Yeah.
I remember we would, and you know, I was working at the Evil Empire Wally World at the time. I remember, because you work those hours. Sometimes you're in the evening, sometimes you're in the mornings. You drink when
retail
you're not
hours.
Working. Yeah.
You're working
so
retail
hours. Me and Hikus one time talked about this. We would drink. Let's just say the week starts on Monday. Well, that's Monday Night Football. We would drink.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday at our favorite bar had this guitar player that bar called Champs in Joplin. I don't know if it's still there, but if it isn't, RIP Champs. It was a great place. Good friend bartended, so I think in 5-6 years, I never had a tab.
Yeah.
But they had an acoustic guy named, I believe, Greg something, but he played like just acoustic rock songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go there every Tuesday. Wednesday nights was burger night at the pool hall, whatever the big J Sports or something like that.
Yeah.
Thursday night at Champs was $10 steak night. So you got a steak, a salad, and a beer for $10.
Hmm.
Friday night was go out night.
Yeah.
Saturday was party night.
Yeah.
And then Sunday was football day.
Yeah,
and
recovery.
I was. No.
Yeah, but like you drink a little bit.
No, we drink a lot.
Yeah.
We would drink a case of beer every day we drank.
Yeah.
Whether it was 1, 2, 3, or 4 of us, it was always a case of beer.
Yeah.
Like, let me rephrase it, a 20 pack, because 20 cubes were prevalent. And I was talking to Hikus, I go, when did we ever do homework? When did we sleep? I don't think we ever slept.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. He goes, well, what nights did we take off? I go, I don't know.
Yeah.
There was always a ladies' night, random one we'd throw in there.
Yeah, Wednesdays was always a ladies' night at Golden Greeks when I went to Umsol. And then it was Thursdays was, we go to Delwood Lounge. Friday, we'd probably go to Delwood Lounge. And then Saturday, Friday and Saturday, I'd go down to SLU usually.
Yeah.
Party down there.
Yeah. So you say there might have been a month where you drink every. I think I drink every day for like six years.
I just remember this one month because we would switch it up. We're like, all right, tonight's all vodka. It just.
I know. I know. At the beginning of my college career, I started dating a girl, and I was convinced I was in love, and I probably was. And I feel bad, especially if she listens to this. There's a chance she might. She might. I mean,
she hated you. She's totally not listening.
There's certain circles of people that we all. I still talk to her from time to time on Facebook, but certainly. She was the last quote unquote nice thing before I turned into just a lush.
Yeah,
and. The girl I dated after, I can honestly tell you that what made me decide to break up with her is I had a week where I didn't drink.
Hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute, this relationship sucks. I am sober and this is not fun. Yeah. I miss some of my friends and I've alienated by dating her. I hope she listens to it. I don't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was the backslide with her 4, 6, or 7 times throughout the year.
Speaking of, if we want to segue into something, I've been watching a new show. And it actually came out in 2018. I guess it was a YouTube show, Champagne Hill.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's got the gay dude from Happy Endings.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Adam Pally.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. It's about two guys and they're...
he is hilarious in everything he's been
in. Yeah. And it's about Jay Farrow is their best friend.
Oh, I like him,
and
too.
They're graduating from high school and, like, Adam Pally's character is supposed to go off to Yale. And this other the other dude who's... famous in a bunch of shit too. I'll pull his name up. I always forget it. Sam Richardson. You've seen him in everything.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
He's got a girlfriend. He's going away to college, and their one buddy, who's Jay Farrow, is like, "Hey, by the way, I just signed a deal with Sony, and they're gonna fly me around the country. My rep thing's taking off. I wanted to know if you guys wanted to come with me just for the summer, you know?" And then like, you can go back to college and be ready to go. And they're like, I don't know, man. I don't want to, like, step off. And then they're like, no, we're just kidding. We're in. And then it flashes forward 15 years, and they're 38 years old. And Jay Farrow dies. Like, he falls. And they're just his hype man, and that's all they've ever been. And now they have to go back to Champaign, Illinois, and live normal lives.
Oh, that's awesome. And
they're terrible at it.
I used to work for a company that had a place. I was in Champaign quite a bit. Yeah. I could see where that would be not a place to go back to.
Yeah, and like, Sam Richardson's getting a little bit better as I go through the shows, but Adam Pally is just a complete fuck up, and his parents, his dad is Curtis Armstrong from.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam Richardson's dad is Keith David. You know, Goliath's voice, but he's like a fat cat. Like, he's in a fat suit, but he's like a real heavy set dude. And there's like a scene where they're talking when they first get back, and he's like, my dad lives alone, and he's literally lives like in his living room. He's got his bed, his computer, his microwave, and he just lives his whole life from his bed. And I can't tell if he's the saddest or the smartest man.
So you recommend it?
Oh, I very much
recommend it. It's on Hulu. I'll check it out.
Just for the like Adam Pally like rants, because he's always got like one random rant in every episode.
Him and his best friend on the Happy Endings were like that, which was an underrated show.
Oh, very much was. Him and the new girl. New girl killed it. But
yeah. Him and the girl. That was, well, yeah. ABC killed it. It was suffered from being on that ABC slot that sucked.
But it came out at the same time as New Girl, and I guess if you had to pick one, New Girl. Well,
Wayans chose Happy Endings.
Yeah, then he went back
to New Girl. Coach. But him and the dark-haired girl were the best team on that. They were the true comic relief.
there's in one of the rants, though, there's a scene where Sam Richards' character's like, man, I know that they would go to this guy's house for a poker game, and the food comes down, and they're eating it. And he's like, man, I know she Mrs. Doubtfire asses. And he's like, what do you mean, Mrs. Doubtfire? He's like, the ultimate deception in Mrs. Doubtfire, where he buys all that food, passes it off as food he cooked. And then Polly's character's like,
That's the
takeaway you got from Mrs. Doubtfire? The movie where Robin Williams dresses as an old British woman and tricks his ex-wife and kids into thinking that he's their nanny?
Have you ever, I don't know if you, we probably talked about it in KC, but Dwayne, Big D, his mom is identical to Mrs. Doubtfire.
Ew.
Robin Williams dressed up as a woman.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, super nice woman. Yeah. In fact, she annoyed us when we were high school, but that's because we were high school kids. She turned out, she's kind of a saint.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, Dwayne always said, he goes, it's kind of, I'm coming to the terms with the fact that Mrs. Doubtfire is my mom.
Yeah.
Because how many people can say Robin Williams dressed as a woman and drag looks like their mom?
Yeah, no shit. Just kind of get her to be like, hello!
She'd never do it. She'd probably never watch Mrs. Doubtfire. Well, this whole episode, it's kind of, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's going to be kind of a throw it to Missy segment, because I think
every episode from here on out is.
But yeah. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I do want to pivot back. Before we pivot back into, well, let me start there.
I just had to take the opening.
I want to go to dry January, because
we've already been there,
but we didn't do it from PBR standpoint. So PBR, for those
you
of
you eating ass,
that was going to be my thing. PBR, according to them, if you're not going to drink beer this month, you might as well eat ass. I can tell you this: there is no ass getting eaten in this house. From neither me nor Missy, and neither one of us are drinking. How odd would it be if she was the only one that was going to go through with what PBR says?
Yeah.
But way to go, PBR, to embrace it.
What a wake up. What if she just like woke you up like that? Like, no, thank you.
I mean, PBR, though, for them and Wendy's, you know, their Twitter accounts are just nailing it right now.
Steakums is pretty solid, too.
Yeah. And I'm telling you guys, what's his name? James Blunt. He's up there.
James Blunt?
The singer, you know, you're beautiful, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He released his greatest hits at the same time as Adele's new album. He goes, sorry, I had to do this to you, Adele. But somebody said, listening to music and getting high, and he goes, if you're doing it right, that's Blunt times two. But anyway, the PBR, I don't know where it started, but I know it was funny that after whoever shared it on our little text thread, it just so happened that I heard it on a podcast, and it was all over everywhere.
Yeah, I got it sent to me a couple times after that, too.
Yeah, that's just good friends. I mean, you got a lot of good friends. Yeah. I tell you this, though, there's no more text spreading of anything more than that large black man's cock.
Oh yeah. That's still going. That's like 30 years strong.
That guy died a long time ago, a couple years ago. And there was t-shirts and everything, and he got no money from them.
There were ugly Christmas sweaters this year.
He got his family got no money from it. But Tom Segura, Bert and Tom, created a shirt because of it, because when he found out that he went and said 100% of these sales is going to the family, so he raised them like a lot of money.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
that one was pretty funny. And they, another thing that I was going to bring up is this Twitter page that I think you guys should follow. It's called Jay the Chow, and it's just every single day goes, I photoshopped Paddington Bear into a movie until I forget, and he's up to like day 320. And it's just random scenes in movies, like 300, he's standing there. Yeah. Alien, he's walking, and he does a fucking great job.
It's like he filters it right.
Yeah. There's one in, I didn't see the movie, it's the Ryan Gosling in
L.A. Story?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And like
the whitewashing.
La La Land.
Yeah, La La Land.
No, it's La La Land. Yeah. And she's
the ultimate whitewashing of the Oscars.
She's flicking off Ryan Gosling, and he's in the passenger seat, and they're just like, he picks a scene where his face is like,
it's hilarious. Hey, speaking of comedy, I feel like I wanted to pick one line, and there were a lot, but the line I chose was, I've got the brain of a, what is it, the brain of what's the fucking dog's name? The wolf-looking dogs. Why am I blanking?
Husky. Siberian Husky?
No, not Husky, not that one.
Akita?
No, damn it. Not
Wolf. Pretty sure that's it.
No.
Balto?
No, you're killing
the actual dog.
It's a dog. No, maybe it's not a wolf looking dog. Maybe that's a bad description to it.
Like a pug.
You're killing me just by saying all
Chihuahua.
The other. You're fucking me up now.
Shih Tzu.
I'm gonna
got about 300 more breeds to go. So
German Shepherd.
I'm just gonna look it up since I
Shinibu Itzu. I think that's one. I don't know.
If it is, you're pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, probably. Alaskan Malamute. I already said that one, didn't I?
Yeah. I think that was it.
Saint Bernard.
Saint Bernard doesn't look like a wolf.
It's a big winter dog.
That look like a wolf.
I named the two dogs that look like wolves.
No, there's more than that.
No, there's not.
There's got to be. What's the dogs that the cops use all the time? The most
German Shepherd. Fucking idiot. I already said that.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. I don't believe.
When you say wolf dog, what do you think?
Well, you said,
thank you.
You said 900 other dogs.
I said Husky first.
I don't think Huskies. I think German Shepherd.
They're the dumbest dogs ever.
German Shepherds?
No, Huskies.
Oh, yeah. So the it's funny that that's the big rant we just had, because the quote I had was from Bob Saget, and it's the line, I've got the brain of a German Shepherd and the body of a 16-year-old boy, and if you want, you can go look at my car. You can come look at my car and see him. Because, we were just watching before the episode, Jimmy Kimmel it was his opening monologue. He did it with no fans in the crowd because he wanted to get through it.
Yeah. Also, he just had COVID.
He just had COVID, so no crowd too. But we were talking because of that. Maybe Betty White obviously impacted a lot of people.
Yeah,
I don't know that a death has impacted the comedy world as much as Saget's. And there's not a person that has a bad thing to say about him.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, in fact, they say sweetheart is what they all said. Norman Lear said Bob was as nice as he was funny, and I happen to think he was hilarious.
Yeah.
And that's been the... I mean, what a guy that's had a weird career, too, because he came up at the Comedy Store and some of the places, and he was a dirty comic. But he was a filthy comic without... He didn't say a lot of curse words.
Yeah.
Other than things like dick and things like that, but he didn't say... But he was just filthy. And then he got a CBS sitcom, which he was fired from. He went right into Full House, which led him right into America's Funniest Home Videos, and then he kind of disappeared. And when he started doing stand-up, the whole world was like, oh my God, this guy is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like when the Aristocrats documentary came out, that really relaunched him. And they're like, did you know Bob Saget was filthy? And everybody in the comedy world was like, oh, you mean he's Bob Saget?
Yeah.
Like, he's always been this guy.
Yeah, and, like, half-baked.
Exactly.
Like, for the people who didn't see Aristocrats, their first introduction of dirty Bob Saget is half-baked, And then he stands up and he's like, you ever sucked dick for weed? Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck?
He goes, no, what he says, it's even better than that, because what he says is he goes, He goes, oh, you want some drugs? He goes, oh, marijuana's not drugs. He goes, cocaine's drugs. I used to suck dick for coke.
Yeah.
He goes, you ever suck dick for marijuana? No. Yeah. Not a drug.
Yeah. Like, good so, stuff.
But even that, even with his death, like in this week, there's still, you see people like, you know, people I know on Facebook and stuff, still didn't, they're like, well, his comedy wasn't that funny, wasn't much. You don't, they're like, you know, with Full House, you still didn't know him.
Yeah.
No. He was hilarious. Now, he was very much a one-liner, like, you know, he rapid fire. There was no storytelling.
Yeah, yeah,
but that was his joke. You know, he like he would say, you know, I got a new girl. I'm really nuts over her for real. She's about this tall. And he would
yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was his type of humor. But it is one that's in a world where Betty White died and she was universally loved. Mm-hmm. For him to die so quick, that's pretty big, and it was kind of cool. Like I didn't tear up, but I was certainly a little sad watching that Jimmy Kimmel thing while he was tearing up.
The amount of people that coming out, like I was listening to The Point on the way to work yesterday.
Oh, theirs was good.
And he was, he came on there a few times, and they were really upset.
He was on like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Patrico about his hydroseal issue or whatever, which he had to have surgery for.
Get your nuts checked.
Yeah, get your nuts checked. And I guess I didn't catch the whole story, but I guess he's had issues with that. And then today I was listening to The Point, and Patrico, somebody wrote in and said, I was at a comedy show in Colorado, and he was firing off jokes at the end, just talking to the crowd, and somebody mentioned a hydroseal. And he was like, I was just on a radio show talking to some people about that same thing. He goes, you got to get that checked out. That's a serious thing. Don't fuck around with it. And some guy, he goes, I was in the audience, and I said, the Rizzuto show. And he goes, yeah, those guys were awesome. Yeah,
that's awesome.
They got kind of like choked up a little bit from it, and I was like, oh, that's pretty awesome. But yeah, the Twitter people coming out of the
Yeah, the Twitter story went crazy. And ended up, like Kimmel even said, he goes, it wasn't fake. The relationship between John Stamos and Bob Saget was like they were brothers.
Yeah.
Like they literally were best friends. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a sad one, but, you know.
Yeah.
But the good thing we got stupid fucking podcasts like this to move on past it and talk about funny things.
So, yeah.
Bender, what'd you bring that was funny?
Let's see. Funny? That's even really putting
or me on the... Maybe you don't have to have funny. Maybe you just go to your next topic.
Well, I talked Champagne Ale. I want to see... Did you guys see the Moonfall trailer?
Oh, yes. the most what's-his-name movie?
Robert Zemeckis
movie of all time?
Roland Emmerich.
Roland Emmerich, yeah.
Disaster porn.
Yeah, Roland Emmerich, famous for Long Kiss Goodnight, being married to...
Long Kiss Goodnight?
Wasn't that Roland Emmerich?
No, he did.
Independence Day, 2012, Ice...
Oh, all of that.
No, stuff. Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow. But he also did 2012.
Yeah, he did 2012.
Which I never saw. And then there was the one where it was the apocalypse or whatever.
Here you go.
The Mayan calendar one. What was
he's
that?
He's done Universal Soldier, Star Wars, Independence Day.
Oh, Universal Soldiers is good.
The awful Godzilla.
Yeah.
The Patriot. The Day After Tomorrow. 10,000 BC, 2012 is what you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 BC was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah, Anonymous, White House Down. Who knew that was going to... Oh, wait. Mm. Came out at the same time as Olympus Has Fallen.
White House Down is Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum.
Yeah, bad movie.
I never watched
it. The Olympus, the Fallen movies are better. Then he did Stonewall. I don't know what that was.
No.
Independence Day Resurgence. Then he did Midway. It. And now he's got Moonfall, which is, like you said, let's see what Stonewall is. Where Pride Began. Huh.
Like.
Seems
out. Oh, like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the riot in New York where the cops busted up a gay club.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That must be a small film.
Yeah, but I don't think he does.
I didn't think he did small films.
I don't know what the budget was for it, but the return was $290,000, so.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I watched it the other day, and I'm like, I'm in. I don't know what it is about this movie, but, like, I'm in. Halle Berry's in it.
Yeah.
That guy that's in every movie that you never know his name.
The British guy?
I don't even think he's British.
Yeah, he's not British. That guy, he's funny.
But it's like... Sam Tarly's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
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 He is British.
No. The look up the other guys in the movie.
Well,
there's a white dude in it. Anyways, but the synopsis is the moon is off of its course, And it's going to crash into Earth.
And only one guy notices, kind of like in Don't Look Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. And I was like, oh,
or
okay.
Or Independence Day.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's, like, right. these, like, weird nanobot aliens coming out of the... And
actually,
then,
now you mentioned it, Day After Tomorrow was the same way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. Yeah. They're all the same story.
The nanobot...
Independence Day. Yeah, you said that.
No,
yeah.
It turns out inside the moon is a monster. And
yeah,
that's
like a nanobot monster or whatever. And I'm like...
I don't think it's nanobots. I think it's...
They look like nanobots.
I think
though.
It's like a... It's an organic thing instead
but
of
But it still looks like nanobots.
Okay.
I bet it's nanobots.
So
you want to put money on it?
It's Halle Berry. It's Patrick Joseph Wilson.
That guy.
Yeah, he's in every. He's a.
He's in everything, but you never know.
John
his name.
Bradley, who I was talking about, and he is British.
Mm. Yeah.
Sam Tarley. Yeah. Yeah. Samwell Tarley.
Yeah. Not Sam West Ganji. That's
no.
a different guy.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Stonewall real quick. You were right. He even said, "I just want to do this little film, 12 to 14 million, about the Stonewall riots." That might be one of the most worst returns on investments of all time to
probably.
Make a movie.
Yeah.
$290,000.
That had to come out like right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Let's look. I it's funny that you're into that. Yet that movie has moved you that much.
It really did. Like I was watching. I'm like, fuck. I've been on this.
2015. Stonewall.
Oh, 2015. Damn. Nope, never mind.
It's funny that you want to see it because you'll end up being one of the 12 people that go see it.
Oh, yeah,
theater.
For sure. I won't see it in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
We might just because my kids like his movies, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
What
I
ones
watched...
have they watched and liked?
Like,
Independence Day,
Story
they
like.
They liked
the
2012.
First one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first
2012
one.
Sucked.
Yeah, it did, but. But I mean, have, kids seeing destruction.
They like, well, they like the pageantry of his
yeah.
movies.
You know what
yeah.
I? You know what? It's not even the.
Yeah.
It's not even the destruction. It's 2012 was like when right before Jake Gyllenhaal made that turn from that annoying fucking voice that he used to have
to be
but like an adult voice.
Yeah,
and like he still has it in that movie. And I'm like,
Bubble
fuck
Boy
this
is an underrated
guy.
Comedy.
It is.
Bubble That's Boy is funny, yeah. but he still had that voice for a while. In like every movie that he did, he had the Bubble Boy voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck this guy.
And then he got all buff and,
yeah.
and became a sex
nuts
symbol.
Nuts dropped
yeah.
or whatever? I don't know.
I hope. Maybe he had a problem.
Maybe.
Speaking of
maybe he had a hydro seal.
Speaking of dicks and nuts dropping, how about that package on your boy Idra?
Yeah, that's a mic.
I was going to say, if it wasn't a mic, would you still sleep with him? Because you said
I would still sleep with him.
God damn, not if he's coming at you with a howitzer like
yeah.
that. Sorry, buddy. I have even a... Hey, I'll go gay. But not with that.
it's, maybe just like hand stuff or something.
Yeah. The episode, maybe this episode is maybe just him hand stuff.
Going back to the Champagne O thing, like the one guy.
No, we've moved past
scary.
That.
Nope, we're going to do it.
We moved past it.
he's a sex addict and he's, there's a whole other thing where he like bangs his cousin, but he finds out later that it's his cousin, but then he keeps continuing to bang her.
Oh, no.
Like, so then he's going to these like, sex ed classes, and he's like, you know, I hooked up with Paris Hilton here and such here and Orlando Bloom this one time. And they're like, you hooked up with Orlando Bloom? He's like, yeah, you just couldn't say no. And then they're like, I think you just hook up with a lot of people and like you're not actually a sex addict. He's like, you're right. He's like, except for that one time I slept with my cousin, but I didn't know she was my cousin. The first time.
I was thinking of Rennie Harlan, who did Long
yeah.
Kiss Goodnight, and he was married to, what's her name
Goodnight
in that movie?
Is...
It's a good movie.
That's Angelina Jolie, right?
No, it's...
Gina Davis
Gina
and
Davis,
Sam
Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Sam,
oh, that's right. Because yes.
He made a series of bombs with Gina Davis. He
yeah.
made that, Cutthroat Island,
yep.
all kinds of... Which, I tell you what, go back and watch Cutthroat Island. Not a bad movie.
Just, it is pretty good.
Yeah, just bad for theater at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a sad Indiana
What
Jones.
You got, Jay?
I finished Cobra Kai today.
Did the last 5 minutes redeem how bad every character is in that?
Yes.
I'm going to die on the hill of never watching that show.
No, you're not missing anything. No,
no
matter what anybody says, it's entertaining, and I enjoy it. But it's also not entertaining, and I enjoy it at the same time.
I get it.
Every episode of this season, I'm just like, why am I still watching
what?
This?
And this is what everybody said about season 3.
And this is the best rated season so far in the critics' eyes.
It wasn't my favorite.
People
but...
are absolute trash in this.
Yeah.
Johnny, Daniel, Miguel, and the Hawk end up being the only two likable people by the end of it.
Yeah.
Is James Woods in this season?
No.
There's like a James Woods looking dude with long hair.
No, it's the original bad guy from Karate Kid 3.
I don't even remember.
He was
is that the one with the girl?
Nope, that's the next Karate Kid, which would be part 4. They
okay.
say there's a chance that Hilary Swank may make an appearance.
Really?
But Miyagi and Little Smith will never be in it because they don't account.
You mean Little Bow Wow?
No, it was Jaden Smith.
Yeah, with Jackie Chan.
Right, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, with Jackie Chan's what I meant to say. Not me.
What if Jackie Chan showed up as one of the other?
Yeah. He just said all black people look alike.
I did not. It was the braids that made him look like little Bow Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
What about Jackie Chan, hey, Mr. Miyagi?
Just like all the eyes of the. Well, his name was Miyagi.
You only grow if you learn from
but he wasn't
bigotry.
Miyagi.
No, he was not. He was not Pat Morita.
Yeah.
No.
It was Karate Kid 3 was the one, and it was not the well-received one of the Machio ones. He comes back. The champ can go straight to the final, and he gets recruited by Miyagi. Says he doesn't want to train him anymore, so he finds a new coach. And this, it turns out, the coach is Creed's partner from Vietnam, and they're setting him up to fight this super kid and get his ass kicked. And they're trying to break him.
The kid German?
No.
Russian?
No.
It's the 80s. He was probably Russian.
He was just the bad boy of karate. He was on
the
all
Ivan
the
Drago of karate.
What cracks me up in
was
that
he white?
One, yes.
Of course he was.
He was on all the Kung Fu magazines and stuff in that movie, and it was still the local city karate tournament that they were trying to buy for. Like, is this the only city that has a karate tournament?
Well, and it's apparently a big deal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is there for it.
Yeah, they even get Carrie Underwood to sing it and do the opening
the
song.
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah. She's in the episode.
She's like, I've never seen karate before.
Oh, this season. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Karate Kid 3. I was like, she was a thing?
No.
She shows up. They're like, wow, they really got her. And she goes, I've never seen karate before, but I like a good competition.
Yeah, awful. So what else was your thoughts on it? Do you like the ending?
I did like the ending.
I do, too. I like the what happens in the quote-unquote post-credits.
Yeah.
Miguel, I wonder if he's going to be in next season.
I don't know.
Because, he's doing Blue Beetle.
Right.
I think he's out.
This was just a few days ago. I saw he was in.
Yeah, I heard
not
that too
for
recently.
Blue Beetle? Is he Blue Beetle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's out of the Cobra Kai thing.
Yeah, no, that's what we're saying. Yeah, he's... Well, they gave him an out on the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And Blue Beetle's a movie.
Yeah.
So he could just go do it while they film this and then come back, if they need to by the end of the season.
Yeah. With the cartels.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to look for his dad, who's going to end up being drug cartel, and then they're all going to have to unite and fight the cartels.
I'm going to be honest
It's going to be 80s. It's going to be...
I don't care.
That's the only way that this show can end that I will be happy
with.
Oh,
yes.
Is if they all have to unite to fight the drug cartel in karate style.
Have you watched MacGruber? Not to change the
story. Oh, I haven't yet.
I haven't yet
either.
It's
on Paramount, right?
Yeah. Or Hulu.
Paramount.
I've got
Paramount.
If you
have T-Mobile,
or
which
Peacock.
I do, they have a special
It's
right
on
now.
Peacock.
Peacock.
Fuck.
Which makes sense because it's NBC.
But you can get a free account for it and still watch some of the stuff.
Yeah, you only get the first episode of MacGruber.
Do you?
I looked it up. It's like $5, but there's some stuff on Paramount. Like, I guess I watched Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah. Yellowstone's awesome. One of the things I was going to talk about is I'm almost done with Mayor of Kingstown, which is fucking great.
Is that the...
Jeremy Renner?
Jeremy Renner, and what's the girl? Kate Upton? No.
No,
Kate,
no other girl you know in it.
No, isn't the girl from Titanic in it?
No.
What the hell movie is she in?
She's in another Mayor of something.
Yeah, Mayor of something.
Yeah, she's like a detective.
Mayor of Kingstown is essentially there's like 7 prisons within a 10-mile radius.
Mm.
And Kingstown, Michigan, this town is very crime-ridden. Well, Jeremy Renner and his brother are considered the mayors, and they keep the peace. They go and negotiate on behalf of each gang. They're not affiliated with anybody, even the cops.
Oh, that's cool.
And their other brother's a police officer, and this is not a spoiler, Jeremy Renner's the guy that runs it, the brains, gets killed in the first episode, and Jeremy Renner begrudgingly takes it over, and he is a fucking cold-blooded badass in this movie.
Good job.
Oh, it's very good, and it's rough, man. There's some rough stuff in it.
It's on Paramount?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they send this girl, the Bulgarian or Russian mob or whatever, who is Littlefinger.
Mm-hmm.
He's in prison, from inside. He sends his Lolita after him to kind of seduce him to try to not kill him per se, but get him sway him, and he keeps turning her down. And she becomes a main character in the show. But man, her journey, she gets. That so they like, well, maybe if he's not attracted to you, maybe he's attracted to the damsel in distress, so they beat the shit out of her.
Oh, shit.
And then when that doesn't work, they kidnap her back from him in her FBI custody, and then they give her to a Aryan gang who turns her out, and then they sell her to a black gang, and this it's her journey is rough to watch.
So,
and it shows nudity and everything, so you see bruised, bloody, and when I say bloody, the spots that is disgusting.
Don't watch it with. It's not a show the wife wants to watch.
It's rough.
Or while the kids are around.
But I tell you this, Jeremy Renner.
Don't watch Champagne Ale with the kids. Yeah,
but Jeremy Renner's character, though, when he gets mad, it's not like he loses his temper, but he stays calm. Mm-hmm. And he's even more deadly than Hawkeye, apparently. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like a 4 out of 5. I enjoy it a lot. I've got one more episode.
Is it a mini series or a series?
I don't know what they're going to do with a season 2. Okay. I don't know how it ends, though. So. But the next thing that I was going to bring up outside of that was just going to be I wanted to pitch you guys a movie. If they make it, let's just say it's a cop type figure.
Okay.
Has to go after.
Starring Keanu Reeves.
He's got to go after a predominantly world of robots or cyborgs to go after this a missing girl, but he's got to go through a world of human cyborgs that look and act a lot like humans.
Blade Runner.
Oh, you would think, but instead it's Zone 414 on Netflix that just came out, and it's awful.
Do you just, like, pick the worst movie on Netflix?
Yes, I do that. I do that on purpose. Well, this is a brand new one, and it's Guy Pearce.
Oh, he's really falling off.
And there's some other people in it that you'll know, but I was sitting there, I was either going to go with that, or I was going to pitch you guys on another movie. We were going to make it as close as possible, but different. What if a boxer... A guy that's kind of been middling gets a shot at the heavyweight title, but get this, he's from St. Louis.
Okay.
And he runs up the steps of the arch. Completely different movie than Rocky, because this is how these movies relate to each other. I mean, I was watching it the whole time. I go, oh, this is a shitty Blade Runner. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I feel bad for comparing Blade Runner to it. But I watched the whole thing. You should watch it.
I won't.
It's as good as Grizzly Maze, which is. Awful.
I didn't watch Grizzly Maze.
Somebody did. Did you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
my
bad.
My time is precious.
So I watched that and the other sci-fi movie I watched that was on Netflix. Surprisingly good, Anon. Not Anon as in QAnon, but Anon. It's apparently like from 2018. Mm-hmm. It's got Clive Owen in it. It's a world where no one has privacy. Like the police can... You've got... computer chips in your head, and police can go investigate, like they can see everything you see, and everyone you can share all your memories with someone. So nothing's private. Well, there's a person going around murdering people, and they're so good at hacking that it makes them, when you're getting murdered, you see the whole thing happening from the murderer's point of view, so you're seeing yourself get killed, and they can. So it's Amanda Seyfried, isn't that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah,
yeah.
She hasn't been in anything big.
Dude, I'm going to tell you this. Here's two reasons you should watch it. It's a pretty fun kind of who did it, what's going on sci-fi thriller. And she gets naked in it. And even when she's not naked, she's as sexy in this as anyone has ever been in anything. There's a sex scene in this, and I was like, wow, I never thought she was smoking hot till just now.
Did you say Clive Owen's in it?
Yeah.
You did say that?
Yeah.
He is in it.
I did say that.
I did not hear that.
I didn't hear German Shepherd earlier, so we're even.
There we go.
It's worth watching. So that's
Watch that new Sandra Bullock movie on Netflix?
No. I got some limits, man. Sandra Bullock is it.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I would watch it super hot.
I also watched, get whatever you were about to tell us before I get to the last movie that I watched.
Me?
Yeah, whatever. Anything else you got on your list?
Oh, skip, go to Jay.
All right.
I lied.
Well, don't go to Jet.
Don't go to Jet.
Hey,
take it back.
That was the most elaborate interruption of all time.
So there's been a shit ton of rumors, and I don't actually care, but I am.
Well, let's bring it up. It's always makes me freak out.
Like, I don't care what they do either way, but it's going to make so many people mad that I feel like we have to talk about it because we're a pop culture. The new Flash movie with Ezra Miller, is his name.
Yeah.
There's a rumor. He's denied it. It's already been proven that Michael Keaton is Batman, and there is a Robin in it. They released some stills today of a picture of a Robin. But it's rumored that this movie will erase the entire Snyderverse.
I've heard the same thing.
All together. Mm. Ezra Miller said it won't happen, but I mean, like...
Well, it's Flashpoint, so it stands to reason that it will, in fact... erase the entire Snyderverse, but what they can do though is doesn't mean it'll erase the people that were those characters or anything.
No, so
but Which they will. We're going to get a new Superman, Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
whatever.
We won't get a new Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot will still be the same.
Because her movies are making money, no matter how awful 1984 was.
According to somebody who saw a rough cut of the movie already online, so take it with a grain of salt, obviously.
Okay.
But it erases...
What if I'm Jewish? Can I do a kosher salt?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's preferred.
Okay.
I think you have to, actually.
Yeah.
It keeps Wonder Woman, but it gets rid of all, like, Justice League, Ben Affleck's Batman. He is in it. Like, Ben Affleck is in it. I don't know if Henry Cavill's in it.
No, I don't think he is. I think Affleck's in it for just a small.
Yeah, like a splash.
Because he said he doesn't want to play the role anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said Matt Damon convinced him to not do it anymore.
Yeah. And,
but after this, I want to pivot into my topic because I've got a Ben Affleck movie topic.
I just want him to do it just for, like, the most ultimate fuck you to, like, the Snyderverse fans. Like, you don't own us. You can't tell us what to do. Like, you can't tell us what to do. Fuck you. None of those movies existed.
Well, it is what they're going to do because Warner Brothers doesn't listen to the fans.
They did, though. They did the Snyder Cut. And they almost did the Ayer Cut of Suicide Squad.
Well, they released the Snyder Cut. And it made everybody happy, and they saw how happy
it did not make everyone happy.
It certainly was more well received than Justice League.
It was more well received than Justice League. They were still bitching about something else.
But it was one of the most watched things. It was up at the beginning of HBO Max, the most watched thing I had.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it made people happy, and Warner Brothers saw that, and they go, never doing that again.
Yeah. They were like, oh, you want the Ayerverse of Suicide Squad? No, because I guarantee you it was a garbage film.
Yeah. Second Suicide Squad wasn't.
And, spectacular.
And I can't wait to watch Peacemaker.
Yeah.
But
it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so too.
So tomorrow is Peacemaker, Eternals, and the third episode of Boba Fett.
Yep. Oh, I can watch Eternals. I've got an all-day Zoom meeting again tomorrow. So, speaking of Ben Affleck, though, I watched The Tender Bar on Amazon
Prime. George Clooney's directed movie?
Yeah.
It's not his debut. I think he's directed it.
No, he's directed a shit ton of movies.
Yeah.
It's a good movie with very good parts. It's a pretty good movie up until the kid goes to college. It almost feels like three distinctly different films. There's a movie from where he's a kid. He goes to college. Then there's another movie. And that movie is spectacular. Why he's in college?
Is Ben Affleck the dad the whole time?
No, he's not a dad at all. He's the uncle that works at a bar. That the kid has no dad. The kid's dad is the voice. He's a radio DJ, and he's a piece of shit. But he has a good scene where he beats the shit out of Ben Affleck. And it's hilarious. The whole movie, he tells him, he goes, where's my $30? And then finally he goes up to the car in one scene. He goes, you either give me my $30 now, or you get out of the car. So he gets out of the car. He goes, now hold on a second. And then he beats the shit out of Ben Affleck. And it's funny. But he's a great character. He's the best part of the movie, Ben Affleck is. Him and his friends at the bar, and they've got this bar called the Dickens, because Ben Affleck's character never went to college, but he's brilliant. He read everything. And he's kind of this kid's mentor who the movie's about. But the college part of it's a great movie. It carries the movie. And then there's the last third act, which is post-college, where he works at the New York Times. So it's a true story, sort of. This kid who did this wrote these memoirs. The only difference between the movie and in real life, the kid's dad was an alcoholic radio DJ, but he too was a massive alcoholic, and his mentor was the owner of this bar, or wasn't his uncle, who drank himself so bad he passed out and hit his head and died, and that caused the kid to stop drinking. In the movie, there's only one part of the scene where he goes, cut back on your drinking, and that's all. Still drink.
Yeah.
but it's a fun movie. Ben Affleck is the what's cool. They in the bar they do this thing where like if say you know like I'll buy you your next one. It's like back him up on me is what they say. And it must be like an East Coast thing because the kids learn it. They're like when he's a little kid, he goes to buy smokes for his grandpa. It's Christopher Lloyd who's awesome in it too. He goes, hey, back up Sam on me. He goes, would your grandpa's change? He goes, why not? He goes, all right, why not? And he goes, the guy turns and looks, he goes, You're a good fucking kid. And then throughout the whole movie, whenever something big happens, like where they go to college or graduate, everybody at the bar is like, hey, back him up on me. He's like, you hear that, boys? You're drinking on everyone else tonight. Oh, it's just cool. It's a good movie. Missy and I liked it. I suggest watching the movie and enjoying it, but then don't read how shitty of an alcoholic the kid actually was before you. But he got into Harvard, and he wrote, or Yale, and he wrote a memoir. And but it was fun. It's worth watching. It's like a 3.5, 3.75.
What you got? Amazon's promoting the shit out of it.
What you got, Jay? Yeah.
So we finally sat down and watched Free Guy.
Oh, we were going to watch that.
Isn't that coming out on Disney Plus?
It's out now.
Oh, it's out? Fuck around. So yeah. I got to watch that. Well, we got to watch Eternals.
So Friday, Will gets home from school, and he goes down in the basement, and he's watching something. I'm like, hey, dude, come up. We're going to eat dinner. What are you watching? He goes, Free Guy.
Did you pay for that?
Where did you get Free Guy from? He goes, it's on Disney Plus.
Motherfuck.
So... Well, I'm like, well, turn it off because we're going to watch it upstairs, all of us. Yeah. And so we watched it. It was a lot better than I thought it was going
to
be.
We almost paid the $6 to watch it on New Year's Eve. It was going to be me and Hayden and Missy. And we ended up not. We watched Cobra Kai, shotgunned that instead. But I'm glad I didn't pay the $6. I'd been really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to the story than I expected.
What? Just give us a rating and then we'll break it down when we've all had a chance to watch it. What did you think of it?
I'd say 3.75.
I mean, it's a Ryan Reynolds almost gives you a 3, period.
Yeah.
Like, just because he's in it.
So, how's that girl in it?
She was pretty good.
What's the girl again?
She's from Killing Eve. I don't know her name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But she plays an absolute psychopath in Killing Eve. Yeah. Like, every scene she's in, you're like, she's either going to hug or murder this person.
Yeah.
She pulls it off.
It's a lot like being married to my wife.
But it got me thinking about other Ryan Reynolds movies and, like, we watched Red Notice over Christmas.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
I mean,
bad.
If you like, again, it's got Ryan Reynolds and The Rock, and that's the only reason.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Gal Gadot actually is in it, but it's Ryan Reynolds and The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's hot. We saw The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
It's on
theater.
HBO Max now.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. The first one I had an issue with.
Yeah?
It was torn between being a over-the-top, bloody... action cursing movie and the Ryan Reynolds comedy. It was like this weird balance as to which one it was. And I just don't think it... I mean, I watched it. I liked it because it had Sam Jackson, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
But I felt like... And here's a guy that loves Tarantino movies. I felt like sometimes it was just gratuitous for the sake of being gratuitous. And if that's what your movie is, but that's not what other parts of the movie... The tone was weird for
me. Yeah, I would agree.
I remember... zero parts of that movie. I know I watched it.
Which shows you how much
any of it.
Well, has the bodyguard better? Or the wife's bodyguard better?
It was okay. I mean, it was as good as the first one.
Yeah.
So, but he's gotten to the point where he's playing
Ryan
almost Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because that's like his persona now. Yeah. So he's playing that in like every role. Is it gonna wear off?
Flashback though. Same guy he was in Blade.
Yeah.
Same guy he was in Waiting.
He used to do like romantic comedy.
Yeah, he did.
Though.
Same guy in The Proposal. Only it had Sandra Bullock in it. He had the same sense of humor in all of those
movies. I was going to bring this up as a topic because what's that new movie with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum? It's basically Romancing the Stone.
Oh, yeah. It looks awful.
I disagree, like those adventure shows, and I just wanted to give it to Sandra Bullock. Credit Sandra Bullock for like being like the older chick who like just does movies with younger attractive dudes and just gets to like hook up with them.
I guess if you're gonna give somebody credit for something, that's one thing.
She's breaking the glass ceiling.
What is the name of that movie? I just saw it recently. Watched the trailer. The Lost City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like a writer, and Channing Tatum is.
It is 100% Romancing the Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you saw the trailer for it?
I haven't.
So she is a writer, and these people are looking for a treasure that's mentioned in her book, so they assume that she automatically knows it.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe. Okay. So he kidnaps her, and...
Her cover model is Channing Tatum,
and
he goes to rescue.
Decides to go rescue, and he's inept at it. And then Brad Pitt
shows up for some reason.
Who's the real hero?
But I assume he's gonna die.
Something
like
happen,
2 minutes into like that whole scene that he's there in the trailer. But
that's
the whole scene.
He shows up and they look and they go, "Why are you so good looking?"
Yeah,
this
I'm here to rescue. She's like, but why are you so attractive?
Yeah.
He's gonna play like The Vanisher again, where he just kind of shows up.
Yeah,
and he's gone.
Dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's gonna like get her out of there and then like
be like, okay, let's go. And he trips and falls and cracks his head.
I take it back. That doesn't look that bad. I forgot which one it was. I was thinking Channing Tatum's got a slew of movies coming out. He's got the dog.
Oh, he's got the dog one.
Which is going to be sappy. But he had to be
directed that one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see that one.
Your first time out directing, you don't try to direct an animal. That can't be easy.
I mean, they got trainers for that.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't have to pay them, so there's your budget.
Yeah, you pay the trainer. Yeah. Trainer's like, yeah, I'm a really good trainer. You're going to have to pay a lot.
Paying this fucking dog in begging strips, bro.
So do you guys got any other Ryan Reynolds thoughts? Or did you watch anything else, or what did the kids...
We knocked down two shows, short shows. One of them's called Single Parents. Madeline finds these like weird sitcoms.
Single Parents was
it was on ABC,
and they're all friends. They all become friends because they're single parents. And there's like
they get canceled. Is it Brad Garrett, like three seasons of it?
I watched 5 minutes of every episode because it was at the beginning of something we recorded every week.
It was okay. I mean, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, but there were some good jokes in it.
Yeah, there was every once in a while I would go, oh, we should watch that. We never did.
Yeah.
Is it still on?
I don't think so. I think it said it ended in 2020.
It probably was a victim of COVID. Probably. Because I think they renewed it a couple of times, and then COVID hit, and it's like, well, you're gone.
Yeah. And then Will made us sit down and watch Dragons, the Nine Realms, that kind of sequel to How to Train Your Dragon.
Is that any good?
It was okay. It didn't have the charm of the original movies. How to Train Your
Dragon was a tearjerker, man.
Yeah, the third one was too.
Was it the third one? Too. Maybe it's the third one.
Second one's a tearjerker. His dad dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the third one, I
guess. Is when they find the hidden realm.
Yeah. And then the big ass. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
So this dragon is like
finds love and he's got to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. I like them dragon movies. When we saw the second one in theater. We bought Hayden a Toothless to go take to the... And we took him to the theater and watched it. So she's got a Toothless stuffed animal up there somewhere.
Will's got like 9 Toothless.
Well, that makes sense.
It doesn't have any of the dragons, any of the characters. It's set in modern day.
Oh, yeah.
Where they find where the hidden realm is.
Oh, that's cool.
It kind of on accident. And these kids are exploring and find the dragons.
What's it on? Disney?
It was on Hulu. No,
that
wasn't Disney.
Yeah. That was DreamWorks, right?
Yeah. I think it was Hulu in... Peacock.
How old is it?
I think a couple weeks.
Oh, it's brand new. I haven't seen anything on it. I have to at least look because I like those movies.
Yeah.
I never watched the TV show.
I haven't either, but he watched everything that came out.
It wasn't the same voices, but it was the same characters and stuff. I mean, Jay Baruchel. And I mean, there's a lot of good people in that.
Yeah.
Legolas, or not Legolas, Leonidas. Wasn't it? Or what's his name from
Gerard? Gerard Butler. He was the dad.
Yeah. It was cool stuff. I didn't watch these, but I do have two trailers I wanted to bring up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One,
you didn't watch the trailer?
I watched the trailers, but these are not something you can watch yet. The second trailer to Jackass Forever is out, and me and Missy are going to go see this at the theater.
I didn't even know there was a Jackass coming up.
Oh, we got to watch the trailer. Because
there's a lot of drama with it.
Yeah, well.
Oh, really?
Well, it's not real.
Wait.
It's from one person's creating all the drama. He's trying to sue him because it turns out he's not a good person anymore.
Bam Margera?
Yeah. They fired him and said.
Because he was fucked up the whole time.
And he's saying that they. He tried suing him. I think the lawsuit was already dropped because he had no case. And he's saying that Johnny Knoxville and what's the guy's name?
Rick Tremaine.
Or just take advantage of him. He's just a train wreck.
They've had to file restraining orders against him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so we'll watch.
That's where I want to be in my mid-40s.
We'll watch the trailer
with a 70-year-old body.
Right. Well, just you talk about destroying yourself with booze.
Oh, yeah.
And some of this is a sadness for his best friend, Ryan Dunn, dying. I mean, he just.
I feel bad for the guy, but I mean, like, you. At some point, you got to pick yourself up.
Well, I'm going to show you the trailer because it looks amazing. But the other trailer, we'll do it after this.
Okay, I thought that'd be a good podcast.
The other trailer that I wanted to mention because I didn't know this was a thing until I literally saw it before you guys got here. Bob Burger movie.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I didn't see the trailer, but
you're a Bob's Burger fan.
I'm a huge Bob Burgers fan.
Yeah, the movie, it looks good. I don't know I've never watched the show, but I'm like, I'll watch this movie. I know.
Like, if you want more down to earth, less like Homer Simpson-y, like ridiculousness, American Dad style, like
blue collar dad. Yeah. It's a great fucking show.
Although American Dad is pretty slapsticky silly.
That's what I'm saying. But I meant like blue collar.
Oh, yeah. More. That's exactly. Someone else described it to me. It's like The Simpsons without all of the overtop zaniness.
Yeah. Like the kids get into like zany things, but like it's just a town full of
people. But there's no radioactive fish and aliens.
No. There's nothing over it. Everything is based in like reality.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. And it's got everyone's favorite voice. Archer.
John.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
John.
Leguizamo.
No.
Larquette. Ham.
Fuck you. Now I gotta look something else up.
It's almost like throwing a bunch of dog brag.
Dog flashbacks.
Bob's
Lithgow.
No, it's not John Lithgow. Goddamn.
John Holmes.
Turlerton.
Oh.
No, it's not that either.
It's not John Holmes.
John H. Benjamin.
He might have a unit on him. We don't know.
John H. Benjamin.
Okay. That was the... I said that. You didn't hear me?
Yeah.
You
did not. First one he said.
The hilarious thing is Eugene Meerman plays Gene in the show, and he looks just like him in real life. Like just fucking like the little kid Gene.
Oh, he really does. Yeah, he really does. I know what that kid looks like. That's all I brought today. What else did you bring, John?
Finish the Wheel of Time. I thought it sucked, but I'll watch the second season.
It's good enough that
they
can do better. Yeah, that's how good it is. But have you watched it yet?
I started like 3 episodes and couldn't remember anything that happened because it was on while I was working.
Oh yeah,
and
you're not missing anything.
Yeah. It's not as entertaining as Cobra Kai.
Yeah. I would stop watching it if my wife didn't. She likes that stuff.
Yeah.
And this is what pisses me off.
We've already established when you called her your wife that she is into really bad things.
Right. I'm watching it. I think I brought this up last time. And I'm like, this is a bad Lord of the Rings. Like, why can't we just watch the Lord of the Rings? And she says, I don't want to watch the Lord of the Rings. I'm like, what do you mean? Why? It's like, it's so much better. Just watch the Lord of the Rings with me.
Yeah.
It's too long. We'll break it up in 4 nights.
Yeah. As it turns out, it's almost, if we watch the non-extended versions, it's about the length of watching every episode of Wheel of Time.
Yeah. And it feels...
There's definitive stopping points, too, to where you could break it up into
a... they go faster. Like, the one episode of Wheel of Time feels like the entire fucking trilogy of Lord of the Rings.
Hey, have you seen the rumblings and the breakdown of the Lord of the Rings series? Where they're committing to 3 seasons, minimum. They've already spent $500 million.
Okay.
And they talked up, we're going to see Sauron,
I want this to be so good.
We're going
to
see the rings. We will see the rings when they get created. And they talk about all the stuff, and I'm like, I'm in. And then they say, cost us $500 million. And I'm like, ooh, it just seems like they're setting us up for failure now.
Yeah.
You should have spent $1 billion.
Yeah. Just go pay that extra $500.
And it was fine. I mean, we're almost done with The Witcher.
I enjoyed this season more than the first.
I do very much enjoy it. I
like him in it.
Me too. And the girl, princess chick.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. But I thought she was like 12. And I was like, what is the difference in time between these shows?
Well,
she's 20 or something.
We've talked about it in the first one. You can't put a map on the time in the
exactly
first,
yeah, and that's what drove, and that was the thing, like I,
but this then, one they're like, we're gonna simplify it for you, and it's not even dumb it down. What they're gonna do is just tell a linear, cohesive story.
Yeah. And like I really couldn't remember a lot that happened in the first season.
Because all you need to do is go look at the timeline, and you're like, now I got it.
Yeah.
And see, I couldn't remember anything either, so I was like, oh, I'm going to just watch the first season again. I got 3 episodes into it, and I'm like, I still don't remember what happened.
What I did is I went to Wikipedia and looked at the character. When the character would pop up, I was like, okay, why do we know them? Okay, now.
I also picked up the book. Maybe that'll help, too.
I tried listening to the audiobooks, and I guess people like it, but like, it's Dutch, I think, originally, or something like that. And the translation was rough, at least in the audiobook that I got, and I just couldn't get into it.
The only disappointing thing about season 2 of The Witcher is apparently
They cut back on the boobies?
Well, Yennefer's boobies in particular.
Yeah.
She's now such a main part of the show and a hero in the show that they don't show her boobies. I'm like,
I mean, they almost show them, like, all the time.
Yeah.
The Daenerys Targaryen problem.
Yeah. She got famous.
Yeah.
You get famous and you stop showing them boobies. Hey, you don't got that issue with Mare of Kingstown, buddy. You just watch away and let the boobies unfold.
Yeah, I don't want to see people get punched in the boob.
Dude, she gets cool. She gets. They put her hand down on the floor with a fucking slam.
Oh, I started. So I got a PS5. Here's another thing for you.
Okay.
And I started. So apparently Jeremiah plays for PlayStation Plus, and you get a bunch of free games every month. Which
he pays for it.
It's like $10.
PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
It's not $10.
That's what he told me. I don't know.
It's like $60 a year, something like that.
He told me he pays $10 a month. I don't
know. Do the yearly thing for him. Hayden has it.
I didn't know he had it.
I'm just doing to tell him, say, quit spending $10 a month. Just buy the one up front. Yeah. Even if it's $90, you're saving money.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't know he had it. He's like, oh, I got it. So he's downloading all these games, and I saw the Resident, not the newest one, Village or whatever. The one before that.
Four?
Seven.
Seven.
Resident Evil 7 or something. Early on. It's the first one that they did the first person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I started playing that, and I'm a huge fan of first person, and I'm only like 30 minutes into the game because it's a long, drawn out, you're in the spooky fucking house. And then all of a sudden, like, the action kicks off, and like, this girl cuts my arm off with a chainsaw, and I'm like, is this turning into Evil Dead?
Yeah. I have not bought Resident Evil for the Oculus yet, and here's why. There's this roller coaster ride on it, and I did the roller coaster ride. And I got sick.
Did you throw up?
I didn't throw up, but I put it. Well, first off, it says.
Did you try the Heights building? The walk
yeah,
plank
that
building?
Didn't bother me.
Ooh, that did. That very much bothered
the,
me.
I tried the roller coaster standing. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
And then I could not recoup myself by the time. And I found that the longer I wear it, the more nauseated I get. But there's something about
I don't like it. Yeah, it messes with my head.
It's tough. The girls can play it like champs, but I'm like, I did disc golf. Yeah. After about 30, 40 minutes disc golf, I was down here by myself. I was like, I'm getting sick.
I ever tell you the story?
Nope.
That working at the place that I work, where I got to ride in the simulator.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
I won a ticket to ride in a bomb, like a F-15 fighter jet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be badass. And it was pretty cool. It wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be because they wouldn't let me blow shit up.
Yeah.
But,
and not even for fake?
Yeah, the graphics weren't great. They didn't give me, like, the real one. They got a real, and then they got, like, what they show.
They gave you the Dollar General
store. What they show, like, India. Like, hey, you want to buy our jets? This is what we're going to show you. They showed us the India version or whatever. But anyways, it's this big simulator.
He's going hard into racism again this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's this big simulator, and, like, it's shaped like a big, oval dome.
Yeah.
And it's the whole front cockpit of an F-15, and the front and the back is there, and you can press all the buttons and do it. Like, you could land it for real if you wanted to, which why would you? I tried. It sucks. It's hard. But anyway, so we're flying it, and like I'm talking to this guy. I'm not flying. This other girl's flying. And the guy goes, hey, I'm going to have her bank right, and you need to hold on to that post over there. I'm like, why? He goes, because when the simulator banks, your brain is going to tell you that you're falling over. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I really believe him. I fell over.
I wish this were one of the episodes, and I'm thinking about doing it. Actually, we're going to kind of redo the basement a little bit. Hayden wants me to build a different bar, and I've actually started talking about it.
So it'll happen in 14 years.
To do one that actually will accommodate the podcast better. I want to do video versions of the episode more. And what would be funny about that is in the middle of this story told, I go, I won't name the place I'm working for, but yet he's wearing this shirt. That
would be hilarious. Like, fucking name it.
But if we were filming it, everybody would be like, oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I'll have to give you one to put tape over.
Yeah.
Just
put over one letter, that's it.
Yeah, I don't have anything else, Jay. You got anything else to talk about before we sign off? Any quick hits?
There is a live-action Batman Beyond coming to HBO Max.
I saw that. Rumor still, or is it 100%?
I think it's
100%. Like, today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Movie. Yeah.
Movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other rumor that
went
along...
And we want Michael Keaton.
Yes, we do.
Well, the other rumor that went along with that is Michael Keaton is a new Batman, and he's going to be...
He's in Batgirl.
And he's in Batgirl, and Batgirl is going to be the new... They're going to do a Batgirl movie, mm-hmm. and then to replace Superman, because they couldn't figure it out, they're going to do a Supergirl movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which, God, that I just really hope that they do it just to make, like, the toxic male shitty dudes on the internet themselves. Just, yeah, like, fucking lose their minds.
It's not going to be good, by the way.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's going to be hilarious to watch people be like, you can't do that.
The thing that will make this great
is what it is.
The thing that will make it great is Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Yes.
So make it happen.
Yeah.
What else you got?
That's it.
I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to show you the Jackass trailer, the second one anyway. Both of them.
All right, I'll hold my hand over my chest and you can post it online.
What did you listen to the song from the last episode yet? Intro song?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. We got new techno inspired intro music, and I'm not going to tell you about it. You're just going to have to listen for yourself. So that's all I got. I don't have anything else.
I hate that you assumed that I didn't listen to the last episode.
Did you?
No.
See? There is no one here to talk about the Blues, but there is a Bender.
Hold on to your butts.
And in your Phoebe voice.
Bye.
All right. We're out of here.
That's 6-year-old smoker.
Yeah, it sounded a lot like you said my 6-year-old smoker voice. Accurate. You mean Francine down the road with a gravelly voice in kindergarten with Vera? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.